your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, and the second hour focused on the resource sector. And I am chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now, Dave, this is the second time we're chatting this week because I wanted to have you on the show to outline an M&A, or at least proposed M&A transaction between Monarch Gold and Yamana. So the deal is Yamana will acquire the Wasamac property and the Camflow property and mill through the acquisition of Monarch. Total consideration right around $200 million Canadian, or about 63 cents per share of Monarch. Now, there's a couple other nuances to this deal where there is going to be a SpinCo, where the company, Monarch, will then have the Beaufor mine, the Mackenzie Break property, and actually a couple more other properties in the SpinCo. We'll also have $14 million cash. Take us through your initial thoughts of this proposed M&A.
Sure, Corey. Fortunately, I got into the stock in April, and my subscribers that followed my lead were up over 200% after the deal was announced. So we can't really grouse too much, but I feel that that project is worth a lot more, and so does the market. I mean, if you look at past takeovers, they're averaging about $90 an ounce, and this has been sold for $40 an ounce. Granted, I mean, you get a share, you get some of Yamana, which is good, and you get all the other projects spun out, and I really like all their other projects, plus $14 million cash. So I really like that aspect of it, but I'm hoping for a bidding war because you've got three majors that own stock in Monarch, and they've said that only 28%. Of shareholders have approved the deal already, and that 28% includes management and includes Yamana, which is a little less than half that. So if you look at Alamos Gold, they own 16%. And if I'm Alamos and I see what it's been sold for and I own 16%, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they put in a bid. You know, if you take a look at a similar situation in Cardinal Resources, an Australian company in Ghana, there's a bidding war going on over there. And those shareholders are just sitting back and enjoying the stock continuing to climb. I mean, the first bid was at 66 cents and now it's up to a dollar. So I'm not saying that's going to happen here. But if you take a look at Wasamac, it's in a top tier jurisdiction. It's a really good deal for Yamana, but I think the project is worth more.
Okay, so maybe a bidding war. That would bring at least some excitement into the sector for an M&A transaction because, quite frankly, some of the recent M&A that we have seen has been more so disappointing to the market. But your outline there of what value this is placing on the project, $40 an ounce in the ground versus what we have seen, $90 an ounce in the ground. If this deal does go through, does that mean we need to take a step back and revalue a lot of projects, a lot of companies that have known resources?
Exactly. That's what I'm concerned about. You know, I own shares in a few other companies that are takeover candidates, and I'm worried about a re-rate, you know, because if you take the $40 an ounce they're being given against the $90 an ounce that's the average, that's going to bring that average down. So, you know, some of these other companies might get re-rated if the deal goes through. So, but Corey, I really don't think this deal is going to go through. I mean, I really think there's going to be a bidding war, especially now that the gold price looks like it's double bottomed at $1,850.
What do you think is driving this decision of Monarch and the CEO, Jean-Marc Lacoste? Both you and I talked to him. I really like having Jean-Marc on the show, but this seems almost like a premature deal, as you're even outlining.
Yeah, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to him because they're obviously busy. Yeah, I mean, if you take a look at the CapEx, you know, it's almost $500 million, and Monarch's, basically a micro-cap company. They were going to have to at least JV it and sell at least probably half of it to get a deal. They've got all these other projects that they need to focus on, and the market was not giving a lot of love to Monarch because of that. They didn't know where their focus was. So now selling Wasamac and then being able to turn their focus to these other projects. You know, they've got the Beaufor mine, which is they've got a 42,500 meter drill program going on there, and they're planning to put it back into production by the middle to late next year of 25,000 ounces a year. And it's only been drill tested down to about 750 meters. And if you take a look at the mines in that area, the grades get higher as they go deeper. Also, they've got the Mackenzie Break property, the exploration property that's very good, and they've got another mill, the Beacon Mill, and they've got that Kronauer project, which is permitted. So they can focus on that now with the $14 million cash. So I think the market might give some love to that SpinCo.
Yeah, that's interesting. Something that we'll definitely follow along with, but. Again, as you've outlined, this is not a done deal quite yet. So let's see how this all plays through. How are you playing this in your investment? I assume from what you're saying here is that you're holding your shares. You're not rotating this money out right now.
Absolutely. No, I'm holding until this plays out. And if the deal does eventually go through, what I will most likely do is I'll sell my Yamana shares and I'll put the money into the SpinCo.
Okay, but then you need to revalue some of the other stocks and other companies in the area, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a tough balance there. All right, well, let's follow along with this deal. Hopefully there is a bidding war, and hopefully we do start seeing some more M&A because it has been very slow for the sector. Let's wrap it up with a couple quick comments on the moves in the precious metals. Gold started to move higher, quite strongly higher on Thursday. The stocks had a very good day. And I think even more importantly, GDX, as we're recording this, progressing later on in the day on Friday, GDX is above that 41 level. And quite frankly, you look at a weekly close, if it can close around this level, that'll be the highest close since mid-September, even early September, finally breaking that short-term downtrend that it's been in. How significant was that move on Thursday in your eyes?
I think it's very significant if you look at the volume also. And also if you take a look at both SIL, SILJ, the silver ETFs, as well as the GDXJ, they did not make lower lows like the GDX did. So when you see a positive divergence like that from silver miners and the juniors, GDXJ is not really the juniors, it's the mid-tiers. But still, I mean, you take a look at the juniors, a lot of them made significant moves, and they're starting to show relative strength against both gold and the miners. That's a positive sign.
Where are you focusing some of your investments now then? Is it still on these exploration plays? Are you going up the pyramid? What's the sweet spot then?
Well, I sent out a report, as you know, to my subscribers last night about a company that I believe is a takeover candidate that is undervalued by the market here. So I like these companies that are close to the finance stage or at the finance stage that control high margin projects that I believe are near-term takeover candidates.
Well, Dave, we'll wrap it up there. Just a nice update on the M&A transaction that at least is proposed, and we'll see how the vote goes, right? And we'll see if there is a bidding war. Hopefully there is, but either way, nice to see some M&A. Just would be better if it's at a higher value, but we can argue and complain about that all day long. Hey, Dave, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend show. And hey, everyone, go check out Dave's website, Junior Miner Junkie, to learn more about his newsletter. Thanks for your time on this weekend, Dave.
Sure, Corey. Thanks a lot.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.